Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn Audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Welcome to the Hashtag Finance Master Show, your weekly show about trends in finance and accounting. Today's topic is 8 kinds of CFOs you need to know. My name is Anders Leo Lindberg, and as usual, I will be your host. So, the days when the CFO was only responsible for balancing the books and crunching the numbers are, of course, long gone. You probably all know this, but I'm just going to repeat it just for the sake of transparency. Instead, today's business environment is fast-paced and dynamic and relies on people who thrive on constant change, or at least can manage it. Does that sound like a traditional perception of a CFO? Maybe not. At least if you ask people outside finance, they might disagree to that statement. As business partners, we come across many different kinds of CFOs, each possessing a range of diverse and important skills. And as the CFO role continues to be the fastest evolving C-suite role, it's important to recognize the distinct types of CFOs that exist in companies today. Each brings their own unique strength and talents to the table. So let's find out who they are. We have defined 8 types of CFOs. I'm not saying that necessarily covers everything and is the end-all be-all of lists. But I want to make one key distinction to other lists put out from distinguished consulting companies like McKinsey and Deloitte and whatnot. Because they are models. They are finite. They view the role in a singular space. It might have different dynamics. Like, for instance, Deloitte has 4 faces of the CFO. But when you only see it in those 4 dimensions, it cannot evolve. And I think it's very important that we have an evolutionary model. I think Deloitte and McKinsey and whoever else has put out CFO models, they would also agree to that. So our list continues to expand. It started with 5 types all the way back in 2015, 16, something like that, at least from our perspective. And now we have 8. The accountant, the analyst, the strategist, the technologist, the disruptor, the networker, the adapter, and the environmentalist. I'll go through these 8. But as I do so, think about, do you think some types are missing? Or as we go through it, is there something you want to expand on? I think we can all agree that the CFO role is dynamic, multifaceted, and is wearing multiple hats. Each CFO we work with exhibits a preference between 1 and 4 of the below types. I don't think it's possible for one to be all. How many do you recognize in yourself as a finance professional? How about amongst your peers and colleagues and maybe the CFO of your company? 1, the accountant, a master of numbers, focuses on clarity and compliance and control. Think of the preferences of the accountants you know. They might be more calculated and less risk-taking. They trust the system of accounts and are very good at financial reporting. The CFO type is highly experienced in the finance function. 2, the analyst. A data visualizer, highly skilled in creating transparency and visibility, inbuilt understanding of financials, and demonstrates the skill by providing leadership and deep analysis. Skilled communicators are able to make even complex financial insights easily understood. May have a background in investment banking. 3, the strategist. A strategy facilitator at the executive level, impressively adept at assessing strategic options by quantifying and qualifying them. Decision-making strongly focuses on value creation. And this person, this type, has likely spent some time in management consulting. 4, the technologist, a digital transformer, leveraging the latest technology in the finance function, but creating efficiencies across the entire organization. Likely worked in digital-first companies, and so possesses a deep knowledge of the impact technology transformations can have on a business. Number five, the disruptor. A trendsetter, always on top of the latest trends and business models, might spend a lot of time with external stakeholders and be skilled at benchmarking against diverse outside industries. Likely worked across multiple functions and sectors and owns a creative approach to solving problems. Number six, the networker, a C-suite relationship builder, someone who listens skillfully and uses what they hear to help others achieve success. Well-practiced puppeteers and master delegators who are able to get their work done via their teams may have entertained the idea of being an entrepreneur in their past career. Number seven, the adapter. An execution driver. Clear processes and systems allow efficient and effective execution. Prioritizes tasks and initiatives that have the greatest impact, which moves the company forward at speed while simultaneously building a strong yet flexible tech platform. Likely to have been a leader in different business units in the company. Last but not least, number eight, the environmentalist. A well-connected policy guru focuses on the quadruple bottom line in decision-making, social, environmental, and profitable, committed to creating long-term value and contributing positively to their community. Deep understanding of the importance of sustainability in business, and likely they have worked in an NGO or a government. So these are the eight types. So we might ask the question, what does it take to be a successful CFO today? No role is evolving faster than that of the CFO. Of course, that's our claim. You can challenge us. And of course, other C-suite roles evolve as well. But the reason the CFO role evolves so fast, or needs to evolve so fast, is simple. If you do the job right, you are the right hand to the CEO. And CEOs, I'm not saying CFOs are not, but CEOs, they're extremely busy people. Everything comes across their desk. And it's very natural that they delegate as much as possible to the right hand, the CFO. So the CFO is thrown so many things at them, and they will grab it because they are business partners, and they will deliver because they're good at what they do and they want to be strong value-creating business partners. CFOs need to wear multiple hats to succeed in the job today. Most of the successful CFOs we work with are a mix of inspirational people leaders, digital leaders, and long-term value leaders, able to adapt to the changing needs of their company and the surrounding society. These kind of CFOs are change agents who can drive talent and culture, accelerate digitalization, and create long-term value for multiple stakeholders. Not just shareholders, but stakeholders. Important distinction. A trend we are seeing is that because the demands on the CFO are changing so fast, people who aren't able to adapt often end up leaving. In fact, we're noticing that the length of a current CFO tenure is decreasing in general compared to other CXO roles. We've even seen some studies that suggest that the CFO role has the shortest tenure in the C-suite. That's why we recognize that there is no one-size-fits-all CFO, nor would we wish there to be. And since no CFO can be all eight types at once, they will probably have their spikes and strengths. Even the best of them will never be the right fit for a company throughout the entire life cycle of a company. Some might be good at growing, others at creating efficiency, yet others again at doing M&A. And fourth, perhaps at the sustainability part. And that's okay. As a CFO, as a finance professional, know what your spikes are and put yourself in a position to work for companies where you can use those spikes. That's the best way to create value as a finance professional and as a CFO, and recognize that when those spikes are no longer needed, find a good path forward for yourself and for the company and move on to the next place where you can leverage your experiences and your spikes to reach even greater heights. Variety and diversity, keys to organizational success at all levels. We believe CFOs are capable of being inspirational people leaders, working seamlessly across the organization and driving the talent and culture agenda in finance by being motivational change agents. CFOs should also be important digital leaders, driving bold and innovative strategies to accelerate the digitalization of finance and the wider company. We also think CFOs can be long-term value leaders by leading changes in how we measure and communicate corporate value, moving away from short-term reporting towards long-term value thinking. And this is, of course, a shift in the market in general. And I don't think that shift is completed in any way. Many companies are still focusing on the short-term value creation, slaves to the quarterly report and the investors' judgment, may be missing out great opportunities by not focusing on the long term. And I believe CFOs, while of course, should be taken care of today, they should constantly be preparing for tomorrow as well. No one CFO fits neatly into any one type, but should be able to flex between different behaviors according to the specific needs of the company at different times. And I'm curious, what do you think about these examples of CFO types? Do they make sense for how you see the CFO role today? And are there any you'd add or take away? Raise your hand, come to the stage, share your thoughts or ask questions, by all means, into the role of the CFO. Hello, Steve. Welcome back to the stage. Always great to have you here. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, Anders. Thank you. And you?
I am also doing well. I just returned from a trip to Amsterdam yesterday where I spoke about finance function 5.0 and the role of sustainability and everything. And that was a great experience. And I'm looking forward to speaking more about that on this channel as well in the coming months. But yeah, that's a bit about what I was doing this past week.
That sounds good. Sounds very topical. The question I was going to pose here is, I mean, the eight types make sense to me. And I can see then it's up to, in the hiring process, that companies need to sort of upfront define what their immediate capability need is and how that evolves. But do you also think that they need to take more of a kind of portfolio view of their finance function? Because you're not going to find all the required skills given market dynamics in one person. And it's more about then incorporating that in the wider finance team and sort of succession planning.
Absolutely, Steve. I think it's for the CFO to recognize their own spikes and where they're perhaps not so strong. And then as a, let's say, short to midterm plan, build a team that can support you where you might have some challenges yourself, but long-term wise, of course, also use your spikes to develop next level down leaders to have those same spikes. So that in principle, you can take yourself out of the equation and you have a very strong delivering finance team, right? I think it has to be both, because you want to leave the state of the finance function in a good place. It shouldn't fall apart when you leave because you didn't build your own spikes. You only built where you had some challenges. And then you're left with kind of like a half finance function. So I think definitely something to be aware of. It's probably on the CFO more than the company itself, because the CEO probably doesn't care so much about how to build the finance function, but definitely a critical thing to do. There's no doubt about the role of the CFO is in constant flux and constant change. The challenging part about the CFO role is that we're not leaving much behind. Requirements of a CFO in the finance function is to deliver everything in all of the eight roles. We need to have strong accounting, compliance, and control. We We need to be great at analyzing the numbers. We need to get strategically challenged by the finance team because they're uniquely positioned to look across the company and see resources could be best deployed, but also to quantify and qualify strategic choices for the future. We may need a tech-savvy finance function to create efficiencies both inside the finance team, but also to drive technology adoption outside. We need disruptive elements. Maybe this is one of the ones where you can say if you have a lot of other disruptive C-suite members, maybe the CFO doesn't need to play this role. But I say, why not? Why shouldn't CFOs be looking towards the future and saying, how can we change our business model? How can we move into another industry? How can we be creating value 10 years from now? We need to be networkers. It's all about relationship building these days. So if we're not building relationships, we have a siloed finance function that's only part of well-defined meetings where we have a specific slot, 10 minutes to present the numbers, and that's it. No, we need to build relationships. We need to be adaptive. I don't want to use the word agile because it's been misused quite a lot, but we need to be adaptive because the world keeps changing. We can't stop that. If you're not adapting to the changes and perhaps even being proactive a little bit, wouldn't that be nice? Then we're falling behind. And we need to also take a proactive view on ESG. Of course, it goes beyond just being an environmentalist. I attended the IMA Europe conference, New Frontiers, yesterday, and there was a lot of talk about ESG. Of course, ESG started perhaps more on the sustainability side. There's no doubt about that the social element is taking up more space with everything from mental health and stress and burnout, the great resignation, poor engagement across the workforce. The human, the social element is taking up a lot more space. And of course, there's more dimension to it than what I just mentioned. So it's certainly not easy to be a CFO today. And they really are required to do a lot more than what we saw in the past. We will continue the CFO topic in the weeks to come. We'll dive further into this. We'll also be challenging the CFO-CEO relationship. I believe CFOs are great next in line to become CEOs if that's what they want. So I look forward to digging into that in the coming weeks as well. At this time, I want to thank everyone for listening in. It's for Steve to come into the stage, always asking good questions. And if you have other questions outside the show, feel free to connect with me or send me a message on LinkedIn. Always happy to talk there as well. But for now, I wish you a great weekend ahead, and I hope to see you again next week. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode.